missed opportunities in the red zone.
Yeah, the way it works, and I think that this is probably a good way to look at, like, maybe there's a regression to the mean part that could allow Chiefs fans to feel better about where the Chiefs offense is this year. Last year, and I don't think this is a secret to anyone listening to this show, last year the Chiefs were pretty bad in the red zone, Gold. Who knew? They're one of the worst teams in the league in the red zone. The Chiefs and Sam McDowell put out this stat in an article over the Kansas City Star, saying if the Chiefs had converted last year's red zone trips into touchdowns at the same rate they did in 2022, in which they were one of the better teams in the league, they would have been the sixth best offense in the NFL in scoring. And what that goes to tell us, Gold, about where they are and what kind of team they are, is that had they simply just been better in red zone in 2025, maybe we wouldn't have felt as destitute about the Chiefs offense as we did for a huge chunk of last year. And maybe just a simple regression to the mean can get us back into that the Chiefs have the top five offense again. Because we know they have more talent. There's no mystery about that. But they were 21st in red zone scoring touchdown percentage last year. If they had gone at the rate as Sam had mentioned in 2022, well, then that's a team that would be a top six offense in the NFL. Now, it just depends on how you want to look at it from that perspective or if that makes you feel better. They were second in the NFL 51% of that year. 54%. We are talking about a 16% increase in that. What's changed, I guess, would be the question. Gold, last year when they couldn't score in the red zone, what did you think the problems were? One was
there
target.
There was a lot of people
to throw to.
There's a lot of penalties on the offensive line.
A lot of penalties on the offensive line.
And inability to protect.
And short yardage, right? Mm-hmm. Their inability to be a short yardage team. Last 2 years ago in 2023, because it's interesting he said 2022. 2023, they were right back where they were last year, 51%. The year before that, in 2021, 62%. This is a variable stat for the Chiefs. They've been top 10 twice and bottom 10 twice in the last 4 years. And it's been every other year. So if this is just an up year, offense fixed. If they are just simply better in the red zone, which goes back to, I guess, the same thing I am. This is where Simmons, and this is where the offensive line play, is not discussed as it relates. We just see it on, like, the Golden's third and six, and he can't get the pass off. It matters far more in the red zone than anything else. The 2 years in which they struggled, they had injuries on the offensive line, preventing them from being at their best. 2022, they had a stable offensive line. They had Orlando Brown Jr. and Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith and the other guys, and they were comfortable and happy and consistent across the offensive line in all five spots for a huge chunk of the year. So if Joshua Simmons is the good, I expect them to be there. I actually did the math myself because I was curious. What would they be if they were just last year, the 61% instead of the 2022? And if they were the 61%, they'd be a top 10 offense. Which, I guess, goes back to the question I would ask you. Is that good enough this year? Is the defense good enough this year that the ninth best offense is a Super Bowl?
Absolutely. How can I say no when we saw last year a team still won 15 games with the offense being what it was? Now, it was a very, very good defense. But, yeah, if you tell me there are a top 10 offense and a top 10 defense, meaning, like, literally ninth or 10th, not fifth and third, then, yeah, of course that's good enough. Doesn't mean they're winning 15 games, no. But is that good enough? That would give them actually a better chance to win the Super Bowl than a year ago, even though they're going to win fewer games probably this year. That is a more well-rounded team. You have to have the ability to have the threat and the killer instinct. I don't think the offense has to be fifth best to – I mean, how can I say that after last year?
Do I think they're going to be the sixth best defense is the problem?
Why not?
They were the sixth best defense last year, 20 and a half. I mean, honestly, there should be some regression.
Charles Omenihu is available from week one. He wasn't available week one last year.
For now, he's another play. He lands in the Hollywood camp. I can't just ring in 17 games for him and count it. Like, I'm not saying you have to count on an injury. He's healthy right now.
No, but his time missed in a Kansas City Chiefs uniform, his first year was six games due to a suspension from a prior incident. And then when he missed the beginning of last year, it's because he had an ACL injury in the AFC title game the year before. So yeah, he was playing, you know what I'm saying? Like, I actually don't consider Charles Omenihu injury prone.
Oh, you think he's
he had an ACL injury in an AFC title game.
But I guess he was healthy for those six games that he was suspended, but he was suspended, so, like, does it count?
Right, but we know he doesn't have any legal problems right now. So.
I know, but he's played one complete season since 2022. Like, in, well, no, 2021. He played 14 games his rookie year. I don't know if he was hurt. He probably wasn't. 15 games in 2020, 15 games in 2021. That's a healthy player. 2022, he played in 17 games. That's a healthy player. 2023, he played in 11, but that was a suspension. And then last year, he was hurt.
Yeah, I don't consider him an injury-prone player.
It just, yeah, because he played for two different teams, maybe he's not. Maybe he's on that. If he got hurt again this year, then I feel like you would enter that conversation versus Hollywood, who's been hurt a lot in his career. I think we're having a slightly different conversation. So if you're just telling me they're better, I mean, I don't know, no veteran safety. It's pretty much, you know, slightly aging. Chris Jones a year older. I could make a few arguments for why they would be slightly worse. I don't think there's some dramatic drop-off coming that way. Yeah,
but also, like, I don't think Chris Jones is having fewer than the 8 sacks or whatever, 8.5 that he had last year.
This is just history. History is on the side of defensive regression. Not the Chiefs, just everyone. Typically, if you're a top 10 defense 3 years in a row, that doesn't maintain forever. You don't, like, you just, as an NFL franchise, maintaining that level of consistency on defense is much harder than on offense. And so I'm not disagreeing with you that that would be the case, but yeah.
I just don't know what changed in the offseason, unless you view Justin Reed as, like, literally the guy that kept it all together. I don't know what changed on the defensive side of the ball.
Other than they got older a year, yeah.
But, like, Chris Jones is not 35 years old.
He's 31? 30?
Not 35. I don't know exactly.
Also know he's not 35.
He's 31. He just turned 31, yeah.
I mean, that's not nothing. Like, I mean, you know.
No, but again, like, he had 8.5 sacks last year.
Coming,
like,
off the worst.
We think Chris Jones is now going to be a 6-sack guy? No chance. Not yet.
No, I don't think so. I don't think he.
And Charles Omeniyu is healthy. George Karloftis, no reason to believe he's taking a step back.
Was he 8.5? I thought he was 6.5 last year.
Was it all the way down to 6.5?
That's the problem, is that to say, can he be a 6.5 guy? It's like, I feel like he might have been that last year. Like, he might have been 8.5, but I thought he was like 6.5. Let's pull up a stat.
5.
Oh, even worse. So can he be a 6.5 guy? I mean, yeah, he was statistically last year. Would I bet on that? No, Gold. I'd probably bet him on the 8 range, right? 8 to 10 to 11 range, if you made me guess what he is. I think they actually should be slightly better on defense, but I can't rule out the regression end. And I just think most of the time when you're talking about a Super Bowl caliber team, you were top 10 DVOA in both offense and defense, or elite at one. This is what I mean when I say, can you be the 9th best offense? Is that I do not think they will be the league's best defense. I don't think they'll be one of the 3 best defense in the league where it's like,
well, neither
wow.
do I.
But no, I know that. But like, I'm not claiming that you do, but like when you get into that range, I don't think you can just be like, the 9th best offense and the 4th best defense. I feel like sometimes it's like just not enough.
Really?
Unless you're when elite Patrick, in one defense. Mahomes maybe it is.
I disagree. I think if anything, we've found out over the last couple of years where Mahomes hasn't played as well in the regular season, he still makes the plays in the postseason.
I mean, they won a Super Bowl when they had the 20th best defense.
I would argue if there's any team that could have the 9th best offense, 4th best defense, or flip it around however you want, it's absolutely the Chiefs. And by the way, I was looking up more. 5 sacks, but he did lead the league in pressures and win rate off of blocks. He was top 5 in football still, Chris Jones.
You and I both said, I thought Chris Jones was still a good player last year. But you just said, can he be a 6.5 sack?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, he can.
Yeah. I'm stunned that it was 5. I forgot it was 5. Didn't you?
Yeah, because he was still a dominant player. I thought it was 6.5, honestly, so I was high, too.
Who was 8? Was it Karloftis was 8.5? Maybe that's what who was 8.5.
Karloftis was 10.5. I think he was in the double digits.
No, I thought he fell below double digits last year. I think now we got too many numbers flowing through our mind. But I go look it up. I want to say it was Karloftis that fell
I
below.
I thought he was like 10.5. He was 8.
Okay.
He was 8. He was 10.5 the year before. Okay. That's why I was thinking
there we go.
So there wasn't anybody who got double-digit sacks then last year for the Chiefs, right?
That's correct.
They were bottom 5 in the NFL or something in team sacks. I mean, that's not surprising.
There was a stretch where Chris Jones was still good, but it was like you didn't hear his name on the broadcast as much for the sake that he was getting double-teamed and triple-teamed and all of that.
Yeah, that was the problem. The issue was not that Chris Jones was bad at football. The issue was that nobody else could get a sack on the damn team.
Yeah.
And so Chris Jones, all of a sudden, you didn't hear his name anymore, and they weren't getting sacks anymore because nobody else was doing the job. It was not Chris Jones' fault. He led the league in double team rate. They double teamed him more than any other player in the NFL last year.
Right, for
good reason. If nobody else was going to get a sack, sure.
I don't think the odds are out for every single player here at Hollywood. You know, for sacks, they don't have like Chris Jones and Omeniyu and every single player. No book offers it for each defensive player. But what would you take if I told you over under 9.5 sacks for George Karloftis?
It better be over because they paid him. I think it needs
to be
over.
That's not how it works.
Also, the Karloftis deal is over 6 years. He doesn't have to suddenly be a 12-sack guy because he got paid yesterday.
Omeniyu healthy, Jelani Onwuamor, Norman Love. I think he's got better opportunity this year. I would probably lean under, but I'd be like, that's a good number.
I think Karloftis, yeah, that's why I say 9.5, I think is probably, I'd take 9, so I'd go under on Karloftis. If you gave me 9.5 for Chris Jones, I'm taking the over.
I would take the over on Chris Jones, just knowing his
history. Omeniyu, 6.5 over under.
Over.
I would also take the over. You know, I'm also very bullish on him anyway. I think he might end up having double-digit sacks this season.
I mean, what are you thinking? Everyone's going over?
No, I said under on Carl Loftus. I said over on Jones. That's what I have.
And then over on it. I forgot that.
Like, if you're asking for exact sack totals, I think Charles Omeniu could have 10 sacks. I think Carl Loftus, 9. Chris Jones, 11.5.
I mean, then you definitely think they're a top 5 defense. Yeah. Because that's a team that's near the top of the NFL in sacks.
I don't think it's...
I take the under on Omeniu. He's only had over that number once. So, like, I mean, 6.5, and he did it in 2023 as a full-time defensive end for the Chiefs in just 11 games after the suspension. Had 7. He was coming off an injury last year, so I don't really care that his sack numbers were low last year. He's been a good sack guy the last 3 years when playing in the NFL. I'd probably still lean under. 6 sack season's a nice NFL season. I wouldn't even be like, honestly, if you told me to lock in 6 sacks for a minute, I'd probably do it. That's what's messed up about it, is that I'd probably just take it. I'd be like, yeah, sure, 6 sacks, that sounds fine.
Gold, I'm curious. So you said you don't think George has to do it because it's spanned over 6 years. At what point do you need George Karloftis to get double-digit sacks? Like, is there a point at all?
He's had double-digit sacks. Yeah, he has to.
I mean, like, from here on out.
If I tell you a player at $23 million a year gets 50 sacks over a 5-year period, I think we would all say it's a huge win.
Yes. So, but that's double digits every year on average.
On average, but that doesn't mean he has to. Yeah, but that's on average.
So he's saying at some point in the thing he needs double digits.
But he can have 1 year where he has 12, and then another year he has 9, and we're good. Like, that's my point. It doesn't have to be 10 and a half. He doesn't have to have 10.5 this year, 12 the next year. It doesn't have to be that.
Well, he's paid in the range of defensive ends, Drew, that get 8 to 12 sacks a year.
Yeah, well, I understand that. I'm just saying, for the reasoning of what we've talked about before, where while Chris Jones is on the roster, you need to take advantage of you having Chris Jones on the roster. You need to put some production forward where when Chris Jones is gone, we don't know if George Karloftis can do it on his own. He's had Chris.
Well, they will have to have somebody else they draft or develop. Yeah. I mean, no question. I mean, if you're saying 3 years from now, yes. 3 years from now, either Karloftis has to take the leap to where he is more of a consistent 12-sack guy or something like that, or either Gelati or Norman Lott or a guy we don't even know the name yet is
some
in college right now.
Auburn.
Or playing a senior in high school right now for that matter. I mean, like, truly.
Ask yourself the question of how long you think Chris Jones is playing for the Chiefs, and that'll give you the answer when you need
it. He's 31. I think he's got 3 more years left.
He might see the entire George Karloftis contract, or at least a good chunk of it. So by the time Karloftis has to do it on his own, I'm going to need somebody else on the defensive line that isn't George Karloftis. So, like, I don't know. I guess I'm not worried about it, at least at that point. Maybe it got easier, you know? Slater's out now for the year. Maybe the sacks are going to come a little more healthy and happy in the regular season.
Yeah,
we don't have to get into that now. I'm just
we will in a little bit talk about Rashawn Slater's injury that's going to keep him out for the rest of the season before it really starts.